Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. I'm Phil Carroll, and today we're joined by Adam Wilson, CEO of Benn's Creek, and Peter Shea, Head of Investor Relations. How are things, gents?
It's great to be here. Great to be here again.
Nice to be here for the first time.
Indeedy. So just recently we saw the news that Benn's Creek have signed an amendment to its agreement with its highwall mining contractor, Mega Highwall Mining, to confirm the provision and delivery of a second highwall miner, Unit 77, by the end of this month. And in addition to that, gives the company a right, but no obligation, to an additional third highwall miner from Mega should Benn's Creek wish to exercise it. Do you want to elaborate on what this means?
Well, I think, yes, I want to elaborate with that, Phil, as well as talk about the research note, which the first copy went out on Friday. As you know, when we listed, we said in the prospectus that we're going to run one highwall miner. We have completed all the remediation of both the railway line, the wash plant, and the reserves, got the permit. We've been on your show many times discussing that. There was a previous RNS showing that we got to the 40,000 clean tons in a month from the new permits award on the 26th of September. So the last piece in this puzzle was the switching out of JMAC, the contractor that does the benching, all the yellow iron that you came and saw last year. That was all the contractor, and the putting a second iron wall miner. Now, nothing in life always is a straight line. When we first started this project, you'll be aware we purchased a second high wall miner and hope that that would be the machine we would use. In switching out of JMAC, we hired all of their staff, their contractor staff, and became on our staff, and we've got our own fleet. Mega, who have the first highwall miner, which has been excellent in terms of performance, were unkeen that we used our own second miner on their site. They thought we would end up taking their employees. So we have agreed a partnership with them. We've sold our first highwall miner for $1 million profit, and we're using their second highwall miner so that they can effectively staff up with 1.5 crews. You don't need 2 crews because they'll get economies of scale across the 2 highwall miners. The permit came a little late, as we discussed on your show. We're now ready to go. All the benching has been done. We've now hired highwall miner 77. The main cab, I think we sent you a picture of, that's arrived on site. There are 30 tractor trailers to bring the rest of it. And over the next 7 to 10 days, it'll all be arriving on site. It'll then be constructed. The benches are already in place and off we go. That is what we've always talked about as a production. That in mind, for the last probably 60 days, WH Ireland have been writing this research note. We are comfortable with the research note. It's a little bit like the VAR in football. We only complain if there's a clear and obvious error. So we didn't put this note together. It's put together from Ireland. There are a few tweaks that aren't quite right, but generally we are comfortable with the financial model that they have produced independently. And that, with a discounted cash flow model, with the production that we're confident we're now going to get, and the discounted cash flow is discounting future years at a 10% discount rate. He's then applied a 70% use of that cash net asset value. So there's a further 30% discount, which is execution risk. And he's used $225 a ton rather than $280 a ton and come up with 86p value. If he'd have used 288, the share price would have been 136. And if he'd have used 100% rather than 70% of the discounted cash flows, we'd be over 150p. So the note is conservative. The highwall miner will be in place. We've secured it. It's that particular unit. We will never activate the third option, the third highwall miner, against the current infrastructure. The wash plant, the railway line, we're comfortable 7-8 trains a month. We'd be uncomfortable with any more. However, if we acquire other assets that include wash plants and railway lines, that's what the third miner is. I've always said to you guys, when we get to the 80,000, we're not going to produce anymore. It just makes no sense. The infrastructure won't take. The infrastructure's got room at 80,000, becomes strained at anything more. So we feel that the jigsaw puzzle just got one or two pieces left to go in. It's a finished article then. It's a cash flow generating company, machine, if you like. And you know, the dividend that Ireland's have put in is a lot lower than the dividend we've talked about. But again, you can see the effect of that in their financial model. So Peter Shea is our head of investor relations, long-term friend of mine, has done a great job for the company. And I wanted Peter to just discuss how your readers can get hold of this note.
Well, we supplied you the original note, which unfortunately did have a couple of typographical errors in it, which we've now corrected. So what we'll do is we'll supply you with a brand new note later today, which I think you should feel free then to distribute as you see fit. I'm sure your readers will enjoy reading, particularly as it comes from an independent source and confirms many of the things that Adam has been saying over the last 12 months. So it's an exciting read.
So, Adam, I'm going to ask you the question then in terms of...
Kevin, I can't see you there. There seems to be something red stuck on your head.
Yeah. It says Liverpool Football
Club. That's what it says. Okay, all right. Sorry. Yeah. Fari, carry on.
Always a supporter, even when we're in our lows. You know?
Right.
Were you an Arsenal man by any chance?
No. For my sins, I'm a Chelsea fan, although I did take my son at the weekend to Ipswich Town. They're much easier to get to from where I live. The tickets are easier to get to. Much more reasonable prices. And we enjoyed a one-all draw with Plymouth Argyle, who scored in the 93rd minute. I'll give them a plug. Ed Sheeran's favourite team.
Bravo. Okay, so I'm looking at the note, and I'm looking at 2023 estimated revenues and 2024 estimated revenue and gross profit. So in 2023, they're suggesting 48 million. Of revenue and 18 million of gross profit. Do you see Ben's Creek exceeding that this year?
I do. Now, first thing to point out, that is to the year end March.
Okay.
So there's not a calendar year. We often talk about calendar years when I come on your show. Our year end is March. So he's put year end March there. So there's slightly less than, we've talked about. So we were only getting the first 3 months of the preceding year, whereas I talk about a calendar. So yes, I do see us, we're comfortable with the note. As I use the football analogy, there's no clear and obvious error with it. Some of the numbers.
That didn't stop Rashford not being offside when he was clearly offside. Let's be honest.
The result was the same. Man United won.
Controversial, but what a result. What a result.
No comment.
The model is fair. It is very close to Murat's model. But obviously, we're not producing our internal model. It shouldn't be exact carbon copy. I could take you through some of the things that he's got in that we don't have. But in general, we're very, very comfortable on the conservative side with this note. Now, there's a couple of errors on the balance sheet which are picked up in the amendment. So I don't want to talk about things like the gross cash in 24 and 25. They haven't had the dividend stripped out, so they're a bit high. If you wait for the updated note, it's all spot on.
Okay, but looking at those figures now, March 2023 to March 2024, which obviously is only around the corner. We're only 2 months away from starting that period. You have gross revenue or a revenue of $201 million and a gross profit of $138 million. So the current market capitalization of Ben's Creek is what is expected to be the gross profit in 23-24.
Correct. And again, there's a page here on page 9, which takes you through some of the companies. Now, these are all on very low multiples. But if you look at, say, Ramaco Resources, right, which is the closest company to us, Ramaco Resources, were we on the same multiple? They were similar type of production stuff. Sorry, it's on page 10, their share price would give us an equivalent of 78p. So however you look at it, we have what we believe there is plenty of value in the stock at this price.
Yeah, which is what we've been saying for a long time since it started to fall.
We really want to get on top of the 12 stocks of Christmas that a little birdie told me you put out. So we want to be the best performing one of those shares.
At the minute, you're in, I think, second place.
Okay.
So yeah, you've had a good start because it was from 21p now and we're around the 28p. But the reality is you are severely undervalued in terms of the potential revenue. I don't know what people are waiting for, but maybe it's the keys to start rolling in that second high wall miner. And I suppose people's fears are that those trains won't come rolling in. So can you waylay that?
We send videos when they come in. We have four booked for this month. The other thing to note is, which we've said on your show, we're doing another train worth in trucking. So if we get what we're booked in this month, we'll do 5 to 6. There's a 10 to 15,000, 5,000 a week that's leaving every week via the trucks to Star Ridge, which is a CSX line. Now, it does cost us $20 more, so there's a margin loss there. But we are that de-risks us in terms of one train's guaranteed every month via truck.
Thanks very much for your time, Adam Wilson and Peter Shea. Ben's Creek, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.